Hi, Sugar. Good morning.
You can call me Kezia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can I know a little bit of you?
You're going to have to ask.
Maybe I should go first. My name is Possibility. I'm from Abia State. I studied sociology and anthropology in the University of Women Affairs, Lagos State. I'm 32 years young, and as you know, as always, I'm single. I'm always single. I'm into importer, exporter, and selling condemned motor parts in area I'm in market. So I'm attracted to girls who are focused, respectful, and brainy too. We are six in my family, and I'm in the third position. Three boys and three girls. So I think I've tried. So you tell me a little bit about yourself.
Ask what you want to know.
Can't you introduce yourself properly to someone you just met? You baffles me. Now how?
No, I can't. I can't just introduce myself to you. I don't know you. You're the one who is texting me. Ask whatever it is you want to know. Haven't you heard that this tell me about yourself thing is tiring? Introduce myself to you. See, Possibility, where do you live? Is better than Possibility, tell me about yourself. You're stressing me, oh. You're stressing me.
You seem very unserious. Very unserious. How could I ask you where you live when you haven't tell me your name, where you are from? You are taking it too far, big. It's very absurd. Too much akara.
I seem unserious. Wow. Leave me alone.
Welcome to the podcast. Young in love.
Hey, what's up? Hey, my people, how una day? How are you guys doing? It's another episode of the Young in Love podcast, and you are highly welcome. If this is your first time listening, mwah, I love you. And if you're a returning listener, thanks for being here. My name is Kezia Vilawa, and I am the host of the Young in Love podcast. So first off, what you heard happened for real. That was an actual conversation. So I didn't make it up. All I did was just reproduce the text, the chat, into audio. I asked my very good friend, Dr. Nicholas of the Little Bit of Stuff podcast. I asked him to voice the male part, you know, but that was an actual chat. Like, this dude literally called me unserious for refusing to tell him about myself, for asking him to ask specific questions. This guy said me, like, this is a whole spec. He called me unserious. So guys, on today's episode, very briefly, I'm going to be telling you why tell me about yourself, it is not a good conversation starter at all. Don't do it. Gentlemen in the house, you're trying to talk to this beautiful lady you saw on Instagram, trying to talk to this sweet chick on Facebook, Twitter, wherever. Do not tell her to tell you about herself. Stop it. And ladies, you know, you're trying to talk to this guy, sweet looking, cute, handsome bubble like this, bearded gang or whatever. Don't go in his DM saying, tell me about yourself. Don't do it. First off, let me even apologize, because I know I've been singing about this thing for like how many weeks now or days. Oh, I'm going to do an episode on tell me about yourself. I'm going to do an episode on tell me about yourself. But I think two episodes have passed and I haven't done it. Well, my apologies. I've just been, you know, figuring this thing called life. I've just been everywhere doing adult stuff, you know. So I posted this picture on Instagram, on my Instagram account, youngin_love_podcast, of me wearing this loungewear, green. I think it's that army green or forest green, whatever green. And I posted that picture. A lot of people saw it and liked it, and they slid into my DM, you know, trying to talk to me. Baby girl, you're so cute. Hello, Angle, you know. All that stuff. But one thing I noticed was, tell me about yourself. I would literally get weak anytime a guy said that to me, like, tell me about yourself. So first off, if you like the loungewear in that picture, it is from Rhea Bani Collection. It is made in Aba. Affordable, classy. You will love the feel of the fabric on your skin. It's super nice. So moving on, I'm going to quickly tell you why tell me about yourself is not a good one. First and foremost, you are a stranger, big stranger. Like, this girl doesn't know you, this guy doesn't know you. So why should he tell you about himself or herself? Like, why? There's no motivation. That's the second one. The first one is, you're a stranger. Actually, nobody, I don't want to be telling a stranger about myself. That's fact. Now, the second one is, there's zero motivation. Like, zero. Because you're a stranger, you understand? Like, there's no motivation. Why? First of all, you're a stranger. Secondly, why should I be telling a stranger about myself? I want you to do something for me. Open your browser. Type these words. Tell me about yourself. Type these words in your browser. Hit the search button. I can tell you that if you look at 10 websites from that search result, if you type in tell me about yourself and see the results you would get, 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of the 10, would be about job interviews. How to ace your interview. Do it now. Don't procrastinate. Do it now. Type it, tell me about yourself in your browser. You will see, and almost everything, job interview, how to ace your interview, how to answer the tell me about yourself question, how to do this, how to do that. That is because the statement belongs there. It belongs in a job interview, not on social media, not when you're trying to socialize, you know, not when you're trying to ask or get to know a person that you've never met before, you don't know nothing, pata pata pata. It's a formal request. Tell me about yourself. That's the third one. It sounds extremely formal. Don't do it. Because like I said, I've typed this tell me about yourself in my browser, and all the times I typed it, it was interview, job interview, job interview, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, even if a company is going to text you, they will not just come in your DM and be like, hello, Angle. I mean, when I say Angle, I mean Angel. I don't know why so many guys type Angle instead of Angel, but whatever. They will not just come into your DM and say, tell me about yourself, right? I think they're likely to introduce themselves first. Oh, we're so. And then they'll tell you why they're texting. We found, if it's maybe LinkedIn or wherever, they say, we found your distinct this, da, da, da. You suit our blah, 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 blah. And this is why we have reached out to you. Right? Then they will now go on to say, do you mind telling us briefly about yourself? You know, but not when you're trying to toast a girl. You guys, stop it. Another reason why tell me about yourself is bad, like, it's not a good way to get to know a person, it's not a good conversation starter, is that it's a lazy way of getting to know a person. Very lazy way. As a lady, right, for me personally, asking very specific questions, right, it makes me feel that you're interested, you know, in the answers I'm giving. You're willing to take the time to know me, unravel the sweetness that I am. You know, Rome was not built in a day, right? So you can't just like know Kizaya in one day. You cannot know Bisola in one day. You cannot know Fatima in one day. You cannot know Chidinma Ngozi in one day. You can't know Emeka Ebuka. You cannot know them in one day. You cannot know Dele in one day. You can't even know Abdul in one day. Do you understand? Take the time. Build that interest. Oh, okay. Where did you school? What did you study? Where do you live? Where are you from? What state are you from? What do you do for fun? What, do you understand? From their answers, more questions will come. The conversation will be sweet. You know, that back and forth thing. Do you understand? Don't just go and say, tell me about yourself. Mm-mm. It's not good. Anyways, you know, there are exceptions. When I was in law school, I don't mean like the 1 year postgraduate training. I mean, faculty of law. When I was still in school as an undergraduate, my lecturers would always say, to every principle, because we used to have all these Latin maxims, you know, principle upon principle, whatever, whatever. They used to tell us that to every principle, there is an exception to every. And usually those exceptions are like excuses, you know. For instance, let's take murder. You kill somebody, you've murdered the person, right? Exactly. Now, they'll say exceptions to that. Number one, provocation. Provocation is a good excuse. So what it does is reduce the offense of murder to what? Manslaughter. You know, so, I mean, that's a digression, just an example. So there's an exception to this whole tell me about yourself thing. And frankly speaking, the only exception I can think of at this time is that if the person likes you, me like this, nah. If I like you, as in before you even send me a message, I've already been, you know, perusing your profile, just sneaking around, liking one or two pictures. So if I already like you, or maybe I haven't sneaked around, but you send me a message and I do a quick scan of your profile, you know, and I'm like, I like what I see. If I like you, you know, hey, I can make an exception. So if you say, tell me about yourself, I'll cringe a little bit, you know, but then I will just mumble up one or two. Do you understand? If I like you, and let me even tell you, all the times I've made that exception, all the time I have made that exception, at the end of the day, they weren't worth it at all. So I just concluded that, you know what, the kind of man that I like, my spec will not say, tell me about yourself. So once I just see that, tell me about yourself, I just say this one. That's the only exception I can think of. Perhaps if you can think of any other exception, I'd like to hear it. So these are ways you can share those exceptions with me. You can come to me on Instagram, share it, tag me, I'll see it. Or, in fact, this is the most recommended, right? I want you to comment on this episode on Podroom. I know you listen wherever you listen, maybe Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever. Those platforms are sweet. Do you understand? Super good. For instance, Apple allows you to write a review. That's great. But you see, with Podroom, you can comment on each episode. I mean, if you want to say something about this episode, you can. If you want to say something on my past episode, you can. And we usually, my listeners and I, we have fun on Podroom. So if you want to say something, add something or remove from what I have said, just go to Podroom. Podroom is that place, people. Go to Podroom and leave your comments. I'll definitely be in the comment section reading what you have to say, you know. So my promise is to keep these solo episodes very short. I said anytime I'm talking alone, anytime I'm doing an episode alone, it is going to be super short. Feels like I've even stretched the time. But yo, we've come to the end. That's that on Tell Me About Yourself. In the previous episode, I said I was going to, you know, tell you guys if I won the Pulse Influencer Award or not. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not know. The voting is still on. I think this is the second round of voting. As at today, right, when I'm the day of recording this episode, it is 30th September 2021. And it will be on through October 1st all the way down to October 7th, 2021. So if you like this podcast and you want to show that you love it, you want to appreciate the work that I've been doing for 2 years, please use the link in my bio on Instagram to vote. Voting is as easy as one click and it is absolutely free. Vote, share with your friends, your family, your enemies, tell them to vote as well. You know, on the last episode I said the podcast is 2 years and I just really, really, really want to thank all the guests that I've had on this podcast for the 2 years. The pioneer guests who didn't know exactly what they were even getting on. I mean, it was the first episode. There was nothing to refer to say, okay, this is a good podcast, I'd like to be on it. It was the first episode, so they took a chance on me. Thank you guys to those gentlemen who were on the first episode. I mean, Slay Queens or Homelies, till today that remains the most played episode of my podcast. And I don't even know why you guys listen to that episode, because for me, I mean, the content is superb, is good and everything, but because it was my first time, I recorded with my phone and I recorded outside, the noise was bad, the background music was so high, in fact the audio was just it was bad it was bad. But I mean, you guys keep listening, thank you. I was going to delete it at some point, but someone told me that is an evidence of growth, right? When people listen to your very first episode and listen to this, you know, 1 year after, 2 years after, then they'll know that you've made progress, right? You made significant progress. So don't delete it. But at the same time, I'm kind of scared. Like, what if that is the very first episode a new person goes to listen to? Would they not conclude that this podcast is crappy? You know, I have that fear sometimes, like, God, what if this is the first episode a new listener listens to? So guys, but do not judge, you know, creatives from their beginning, you know, from their early days. Judge them from when they've stayed in the game for a substantial amount of time. I want to especially thank Chimoge for sharing the production opportunity with me on the podcast. He was the one who told me, oh, this person could produce for you, this. In fact, he literally opened my eyes to all the opportunities that could come with podcasting. Thank you, gentleman. I want to especially thank Sandra. Sandra is a badass producer. Sandra of Beat 99.9 FM, Port Harcourt. Thank you for producing my episodes for me. The intro, the outro, the background music, everything. Thank you so, so much. Especially want to thank Queen Rafi of Queen Rafi Space Podcast for sharing podcast presets with me to make my episode sound better, because, you know, at some point I had to move on from Sandra. I relocated from Port Harcourt, moved to Lagos. I said, you know what, I'm going to learn how to produce my own episodes. So, you know, all of that. Queen Rafi helped make that transition very easy for me. Thank you, girl. If I start to mention names, I mean, now this next category I'm moving, I will not exhaust the list. So I don't want to call one name and not call the other. So I'm just going to group everybody. Thank you to friends and family for constantly supporting, for sharing, for liking. Oh my goodness, I love you all. There is no way, absolutely no way, well, this podcast would have come this far if you had not shared, if you had not, you know, just thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. God bless you big time. You've made this possible. The fact that you supported, shared, and liked is the reason that this podcast has been played in up to, the last time I checked, played in up to 73 countries. 73 solid countries around the world. I love you all. Mwah! It's gonna be a wrap. Now until the next episode, bye and be good. Thank you for listening to this episode of Young in Love. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, if you did, you can rate us and write a review on Apple and Google Podcasts. Feel free to like our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at youninlove_podcast. Share this podcast with your family and friends. Subscribe to Young in Love Podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts and Core Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to support Young in Love Podcast, you can do this on our Patreon account by visiting patreon.com/youninlove and making a small monthly donation of as little as $1 every month or 350 naira monthly, or even bigger donations as you feel led to. But hey, if you cannot make any donations, that's fine too, because besides just money, Young in Love Podcast has thrived and will continue to thrive on the prayers and good wishes of good people like you. Until the next episode, bye and be good. Young in Love.